首先呢，我们来看韩国时报的一篇报道，说近来呢，一幅出现在纽约时报上整版彩色邀约饭局的广告引起了人们的注意，寻找1000名美国穷人及流浪汉，邀请他们于本月25号中午在纽约中央公园的船屋酒店享用免费午餐，餐后呢，每人还可以领取300美元。中国富豪陈光标表示呢，他之所以这么做，是为了改善中国部分富人土豪的负面形象。The Korea Times reports a Chinese billionaire is planning to feed 1,000 poor and destitute Americans at a restaurant in New York City to promote philanthropy among business tycoons. 陈光标 45, a recycling entrepreneur from Jiangsu province, placed advertisements in the New York Times and Wall Street Journal last week, urging those in need to come to a charity luncheon at Manhattan's Lerp Boathouse. The guests will also be given $300 to spend on occupational training.
Well, that's right. And Chen hopes that the event, which is being estimated to cost $1 million, will boost relations between China and the U.S. and improve perceptions about wealthy Chinese people. He told the Hong Kong South Morning China Post that he wants to spread the message in the U.S. that there are good philanthropists in China,And not all rich people in China are crazy spenders on luxury goods.
Mm-hmm. And Chen, whose assets are estimated to total $400 million, is founder and chairman of Jiangsu Huangpu Renewable Resources Limited Company, worth an estimated $810 million.
Yes, Forbes named him as one of the 48 leading philanthropists in the Asia-Pacific region in 2008 and 2009. He said there are many wealthy Chinese billionaires, but most of them gained their wealth from market speculation and colluding with government officials while destroying the environment.
Mm-hmm. And Chen told the media in 2010 that he wanted to build a charity army of wealthy Chinese businessmen who would pump some of their massive fortunes back into the society. Well, I read some comments about this activity, you know, online, and some Chinese citizens ask why this Chinese billionaire do such things in the United States rather than in China.
Well, also, I think there's the nature of what he's doing. Mm-hmm. Personally, I think he has miscalculated the cultural implications of this, personally. I mean, because I think this will embarrass the United States, really, and make them lose face as a nation to think that this Chinese businessman has taken it upon himself to feed, how many is it? 1,000 poor and destitute Americans.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to, Americans particularly don't like being, you know, perceived as being a poor and destitute nation, seeing as how it's the richest nation on earth. Now, I know there are problems in American society, and it's true that there are, you know, probably millions of poor and destitute Americans.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I just think that this is going to embarrass them and make them lose face, as it would for China. I mean, I think it would be not seen in a positive way in China, would it, if another nation did this, highlighting.
I understand what you're talking about. At the beginning, he really wants to do something good to the poor people, but maybe as a result, this is really kind of offensive from the Western perspective.
I think so. It's like going round to someone's house and saying, oh, you're poor, aren't you? I'm going to buy you a refrigerator. And it's when the people were managing perfectly well. Do you see what I mean? I think a better way to do this is to, if he donated this $1 million to a proper charity in New York, which deals with this social problem. That way, no one loses face. And the other thing, I was going to say something else about it, but my mind's gone blank, which is a pity.
But I think there will be a lot of comments from our listeners about this issue. 不知道你对这样的济贫方式有什么样的看法，欢迎通过微信跟我们分享你的观点。添加我们的微信公众号 China Drive 双语中国秀。You're always welcome to share your view with us through WeChat.
I remembered what I was going to say.
Okay.
And I think we'll carry on with this story for another minute because I think it's significant. Okay, he's spending $1 million on feeding 1,000 poor and destitute Americans. He's going to give them one meal, right?
Yeah.
And then,
and also $300.
Yeah, but when he's given them that one meal, then that's gone.
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to do for the next meal later in the evening?
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean? And that's why I think it would be much better if he'd given this to a proper charity that can actually put measures in place. I mean, $1 million is a lot of money. Even on the bank interest they could get, they could keep that money going and doing good
mm-hmm.
for maybe, I don't know for how long, but certainly for longer than one meal time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a nice, kind, thoughtful but misplaced gesture, personally.
Yeah, because in the report it mentions that the guests will also be given $300 to spend on occupational training. So why not just put the money of the meal into that occupational training? For example, $500, then it's better for
I mean, what's
people.
The point of giving them a fancy meal
mm-hmm.
and then all that money's gone? $1 million mm-hmm. blown, just like that, when it could have done some long-term good.
Yeah.